New Hampshire doesn't have an income tax or a sales tax, but that could change. The state's governor has proposed enacting a sales tax to help finance public schools. If the legislature goes along, it would mean a fundamental change in the Granite State, and New Hampshire retailers who operate stores near the state's borders are howling in protest. New Hampshire Public Radio's David Darman reports.
Governor Jean Shaheen proposed the sales tax after the state Supreme Court ruled that lawmakers had to find a new way to pay for public schools. Governor Shaheen proposes a 2.5% tax.
That would keep the sales tax in New Hampshire the lowest sales tax rate in New England.
The governor says this low rate will preserve the state's retail advantage, but many New Hampshire retailers aren't buying those assurances. They say the tax would devastate their businesses.
Every day, thousands of out-of-staters come to New Hampshire to shop and to buy, and they spend hundreds of millions of dollars. A sales tax would put an end to that. A sales tax that would be added to the things you buy every day.
Drive north on Route 28 in Massachusetts, and there's a mixture of houses and retail, along with sidewalks and trees. But once 28 crosses into New Hampshire, it is lined with strip malls and parking lots. Barron's Major Brands is just a few hundred yards from the state line. The store sells large appliances and other electronic products to people from both states. Operations manager David Suter says if the sales tax passes, his store will suffer.
We see our business potentially going down over 30%. We may have to lay off. We may not have the amount of deliveries. We may not have the need for the warehouse help, the office staff, the salespeople. We won't be doing as much advertising.
Salem is one of three major communities located on major highways from Boston, and there are big malls and chain stores in each community that take advantage of New Hampshire's no-tax status. The governor and others say research shows most out-of-state customers will continue to shop in New Hampshire if there is a small sales tax, as long as it is lower than in neighboring states. Jerry is sitting in his car at Rockingham Mall in Salem.
I live in Wilmington, Mass., and I come up here to shop all the time to save the 5%. Yeah, I've been doing it for years. Yeah, the old slogan is, you make it in Massachusetts and spend it in New Hampshire.
Tax planners have long counted on shoppers and tourists from the Bay State to help fill New Hampshire's coffers. The state has tolls on every major highway from Boston, and it has state liquor stores at rest stops on the roads. New Hampshire historian Stu Wallace says this strategy was born during the Great Depression, when the traditional property tax produced little revenue because of meager incomes and plummeting land values.
We created a tax structure which took advantage of the outsider, either the non-resident property owner or the visitor. We took advantage of the fact that New Hampshire was a great place to visit, even if not that many people were living here.
Despite this past, Governor Shaheen, a Democrat, says now is the time to adopt a sales tax to help pay the state's large education bill. Shaheen is campaigning around the state to drum up support for the tax because she knows it faces strong opposition in New Hampshire's Republican-controlled legislature. Though this standoff may prevent the sales tax from becoming law, the legislature and the governor will eventually need to find a way to raise more revenue despite their differences. For NPR News, I'm David Darman in Concord, New Hampshire.